The Family Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, was approved in 1993 and entitles employees to take unpaid time off for certain reasons related to the birth of a child or a medical issue, and the employee's job is protected during that time off. But FMLA has never included grieving parents, a change the Valley's Barry Kluger has been pushing for, and that effort has led to Congress considering an FMLA amendment. Earlier this month, Montana Senator John Tester introduced the Parental Bereavement Act of 2017, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar followed suit in the House. Barry Kluger is with us to talk about his efforts. Barry, when did this begin for you? Did it come quickly after you lost your daughter?
Well, this is interesting. I was fortunate enough to have my own business and take as much time as I needed. I met a gentleman from Chicago named Kelly Farley who had lost two children. He, again, called his business. He worked for an engineering firm and said, you know what, you're not going to see me for a while. But his wife had to take time off from school and use mental depression. So it was considered a physical, emotional condition and not a life cycle, which is something that unfortunately just happens. So the efforts were, you really have to give the time off because it affects so many things. It affects the workplace. It affects morale. It affects productivity. One of the interesting things was I spoke with a pilot from American Airlines. He had lost his child on a Wednesday. His supervisor came in and said, we share your loss. Take off a couple of days. We'll put you back on for Monday. My thought is, do you want to get on a plane with a pilot who has just lost his kid and is not paying attention?
Why is it that there isn't a provision already with this kind of thing?
We think the reason loss of a child was not included in the FMLA was simply an oversight. Think back, going back a number of decades, when a woman was pregnant, it was considered an illness. And now it's considered as it's just a life cycle. And we think it was just not being raised or thought about back then. It really seems to be that simple. I don't think anyone said, well, let's keep it in a certain way. Oh, lose a child? No, let's take that out. I don't think it just came to anybody's attention.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about the child that you lost, how often you think of her, and how important this is to even her legacy in some way?
I moved here in 1999 from New York, and my daughter from my first marriage, Erica, moved out in 2000. And proceeded to live the life that every child from a divorced family does. I said, do you want a pony? I'll buy you a pony. You want a car? Whatever. So she was living life in the fast lane, having fun, going to college. She was working on weekends at a hair salon in North Scottsdale as a receptionist. I was playing golf on that morning, April 6th, 2001. With a friend I grew up with and knew Erica, and I said, let's wake her. And then I realized she wasn't working that day. I said, tonight we'll see her when you come back for dinner. What had happened, which I did not know, was after I left, her work called and said, could you come in? About 10 o'clock that morning, I called the house, and the message was from Scottsdale Healthcare. Your daughter's been in a car accident. I said, how bad is it? They said, pretty bad. What they hadn't told me was Erica had been dead for over an hour. So over the next few years, I wrote a book, I joined groups, I spoke, and Kelly Farling and I met on the internet in late 2010. Things I had written, things he had written, and as we spoke, we heard stories of all these parents who had lost kids and were fired from jobs, or productivity went down, or their jobs were mysteriously taken away. And we realized we needed to do something. So we started something called the Farley Kluger Initiative in January 2011 to petition Congress.
What was your what was the initial reception you got? Who was willing to talk with you?
When we initially brought up the idea of adding loss of a child to the Family Medical Leave Act, we had a lot of Democrats, almost all Democrats. In 2013, I called a number of congressmen, including my own. I had no trouble getting meetings, but one said, Barry, I'm a Federalist. I don't believe the government should be involved in people's personal lives. And I had said, well, if the FMLA had never been enacted, maybe you could make the argument. But it has been enacted, so since it exists, we need to make it whole. In 2013, I met Congressman Paul Gosar because I'd written to him. And I said, we have no Republicans. And he listened and he put out both hands and he took my hand and he said, you now have your first Republican.
So level of optimism at this point, do you think that this is just the best chance you've had, or do you think you have a legitimate chance to get this passed?
I believe we have a legitimate chance. The Republicans and Democrats stood up at the press conference and said, we have 22 months to make this happen. We don't think it's going to take half that time.
Valley resident Barry Kluger, we've been talking about his years-long effort to modify the Family Medical Leave Act to include a provision for grieving parents to take time off from work without losing their jobs.